confused with the regulations of this industry. The Labor government came in and people kept on saying they didn't have a media policy at all. And I'm just wondering, is that actually correct, that the Labor Party didn't actually say what they were going to do with our industry? And then I was a bit worried when Wayne Goss got appointed to be chairman of the free-to-air lobby group. And he, of course, is, you know, Kevin Rudd's one of his best mates and sat on his wife's board till last year. And I thought, oh, here we go, it's the classic Labor insider's job. And the free-to-air industry, you know, the old oligopoly, hire the Prime Minister's old mate, and the pay TV industry will continue to get shafted. So I see there's now talk they're not going to auction off these new channels that we were looking at potentially bidding for. People are talking about the regulatory playing field being tilted against us now. Can you just give us some sort of comment on what's going on, and which Labor mate have we got representing us in Canberra to balance off what Wayne Goss is doing?
John or Dan, you want
that one? The question of the Labor Party's media policy is probably more a question for them, but it is a fact they didn't release a media policy before the last election. As you know, we have ASTRA that we work very actively with as our industry representative, and Nick Griner is the chairman of ASTRA and has served us proud for a number of years. So really, Free TV were following our lead in terms of appointing an independent former politician to represent our views. But we are awaited with great interest, as much as anyone else, where the government ended up going on last day, and everything else. We're obviously having discussions with them on things like it this afternoon, and trying to get a fairer outcome for everyone on that. Frankly, I think the Minister has had his hands full with telecoms policy rather than focusing on media policy so far. So they've only been in office a few months. We'll probably give them a bit of a go, and we'll see what happens in the next few months.
I'll be unpolitic. And I say, I think we're on record as saying that there's no industry in history that's received a better ride than the broadcast industry in Australia. The recent pronouncements by the minister do not give us any warm feeling that that's going to change anytime soon. Why the government feels that it's got to protect the interests of U.S. private equity companies and a Canadian broadcaster is beyond me. The fact of the matter is that the stated policy objectives of the government to bring about digital migration, quality, high definition, et cetera, have been driven by the capital resources of All Star and Foxtel. And the government continues to ignore that fact and reward a free air industry that is in decline and reducing its investments in technology and local content. An industry that has been sold lock, stock, and barrel to foreign investors. And I don't understand the policy positioning of the current government. Thanks for asking.
I just add to it, in my short period of time in this industry, the media seems to love talking about the media, and every page of practically a new magazine at some stage during the year is full of another rumour or whatever. So I would regard what we're seeing now as pretty much business as usual as far as the media is concerned, but nonetheless.
Chairman, I noticed there was $100 million voted against the remuneration report. I might come back to that.